And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
Several years ago, when Republican lawmakers were first launching North Carolina's private school voucher program, one of the architects of the plan made an admission. He said he hoped that someday all K-12 schools would become voucher schools. Today, sadly, we're watching that scheme slowly become a reality. The latest example is in Chatham County, where a public charter school that failed for not attracting enough students to meet state requirements simply surrendered its charter and converted overnight to become a private school. Now it's urging the parents of all of its 50 or so students to apply for subsidies from the state's essentially unregulated school voucher program. The result? Taxpayers will soon be sending hundreds of thousands of dollars per year to a private school through one program that another state program ordered closed. And this is just crazy. The bottom line, North Carolina's voucher program is now shoveling public dollars out the door to just about anything that calls itself a school. And if this chaotic free-for-all continues, public education in our state will be grievously and permanently damaged. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.